Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yesterday we started a chapter on commanding a fasting person to safeguard his tongue, safeguard his limbs from arguments, abusive language, etc. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that this fast of ours is a very, very great ibadat. And like anything that is great, we need to take care of it, we need to look after it. A person has got some wealth, he's got some, for example, gold coins, or you got some jewelry, now he doesn't leave it unattended, just lying around anywhere, so that anybody can take it away. Why? Because he knows the value of those gold coins, he knows the value of the jewelry, he knows the value of the cash, etc. So he looks after it, he takes care of it, he's careful about it. So similarly, if a person knew the value of the fast, he'll want to look after it, he'll want to take care of it. So therefore, the hadith that we did yesterday, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when anyone of you fasts, he should not engage in futile conversations. Now we might think that it's futile, it's not sin, it's not yet guna. But this futility, what it does, is it leads towards guna. So many times the conversation starts, it's just futile discussions. For example, we're sitting here, and we got no interest in what is the price of the potatoes there in the market, what is the price of the onions and tomatoes, but we just start talking about these things. So it's futile. In other words, not benefiting anybody, because what difference? We're not, nobody, none of us here are going to go to the market. For example, we start talking about the price of the potatoes in the market in Maritzburg, and this is what it's selling. None of us is going to take a drive from here to Maritzburg to go and buy potatoes and onions and tomatoes. But we just talk about it just to pass time. Insan has got this, that sometimes just to pass time, we take one topic, and sometimes it may be a topical topic, and we don't realize that what we're doing is we just start off at that futile level, and then we just descend and go into ghibat and go into slander, and sometimes we don't even realize it, how much of guna we start getting. Whilst the person is fasting, he's already going into guna. So this is a very serious thing. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just to nip it in the bud, has told us that when any one of you fasts, he should not engage in futile conversations, nor raise his voice. If anyone is abusive towards him or fights him, he should say, I am fasting. If someone else now is showing some type of abuse towards him, he's trying to take care of this fast of his. If someone else is showing abuse, he should say, Inni sa'imun, I'm fasting. We explain, one is a person tells himself that I'm fasting. So be, hold yourself, control yourself. Don't get carried away with the situation. He's reminding himself. And one is a person is telling the person also that he's being abusive. Now he's going to the next stage where the person now is still being abusive, etc. So just to excuse himself, to free himself from that situation, in his sa'imun, I'm fasting, and the person is gone out from there. But he's not going to spoil that fast because of some other foolish person. This is a sign of a person of intelligence. Why must I spoil my fast? Because someone else is behaving abusively, abruptly. Someone else not behaving well. I should still take care of that fast of mine. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala an-Nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man lam yada' qawla zur wal 'amal bihi فليس لله حاجة في أي يدع طعامه وشرابه رواه البخاري. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah does not require a person to abstain from food and drink if he does not abstain from speaking lies and acting upon them. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't require, in other words, Allah is not in need of us to stay away from food and drink if we do not abstain from speaking lies and acting upon them. This is such a serious thing. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that two fasting women were on the verge of death due to hunger. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told, imagine they were on the verge of death because of hunger. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed about this, he sent a bowl to the woman and asked them to vomit into it. So a bowl, an empty bowl was sent to these two women, and they were asked to vomit in it. When they vomited in it, pieces of meat and flesh mixed with fresh blood emanated in that bowl. So Sahaba was surprised, upon which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, they fasted with pure food. Pure food they kept the fast, but they ate food not permitted by Allah Ta'ala when they had backbitten other people. In other words, they were backbiting. And the backbiting is so serious, they were actually eating the flesh of other people. What you're seeing now, Allah Ta'ala is showing it in the form of an illustration for us. that flesh that they were eating, they were backbiting, biting the flesh of others. This is what is coming out of their stomachs now with that fresh blood. So it's not a small thing where a person makes ghibat and he speaks out bad against others unnecessarily, especially where there is no need. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, many are those who fast attaining nothing by it except hunger, and many are those who perform salah at night, in other words tahajjud salat, attaining nothing by it except discomfort or staying awake at night. Why? Because when they're doing these good actions, they are spoiling it by either bragging about it, speaking about it, or when he's coming to the fast, person is not careful about protecting the fast, so he's losing. Only thing he's getting is hunger. So he's outwardly that fast will be valid. We won't say the fast is not valid, but the sawab and the essence of that fast is completely lost by a person not being careful when he's in a condition of fasting. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, like how a person in the month of Ramadan is taught to keep, be very careful, protect that fast of his. Similarly, out of the month of Ramadan, we should be extra careful to protect this iman of ours, especially in times like this, days like this, where you get New Year's and you get other place times when everyone else is celebrating. The Muslim is careful that I need to protect this iman of mine. Where there is guna taking place, sin taking place, I stay very, very far from there. I don't deliberately go there and put myself in a situation where I can sacrifice, where I can compromise on my iman. And we know the month of Rajab is set in also, so therefore we must be more particular. The month of Ramadan is coming, the build-up of Ramadan is coming. We are taught this dua to read, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Allah bless us in this month of Ramadan, bless us in the month of Rajab, bless us in the month of Sha'ban, and Allah allow us to see the Mubarak month of Ramadan. For the pious, it's already a build-up now. We're almost there. You know that saying that was there in the 2010 World Cup, that feel it, it's here. For the pious, they can already start feeling the month of Ramadan as though the month of Ramadan is here. So we also, we try and get into the groove, try and correct ourselves, take guna out of our life, bring good deeds into our life. So when we touch down in the month of Ramadan, then we are already in that whole progress. We're already in that same line. We're just a matter of continuing. There's no starting now from scratch, because the preparation has already started from the month of Rajab. May Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.